This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The leader of the organization planning a passenger rail line on the Front Range is leaving. With more on what that means for the prospect of train travel, here's CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
Andy Karzian has led the Front Range Passenger Rail District since the legislature created it a few years ago. The district had been working toward a 2024 ballot measure to fund the rail project, but delayed it so it could do more planning. Now, Karzian will leave the district at the end of the year. He declined to tell CPR News why, but district officials say their work will continue as the organization gears up to take the question to voters in 2026. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
In Commerce City, high school students are testing the new federal student aid application form. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more on the FAFSA.
The students are among thousands helping test the new forms. The Department of Education says beta testing aims to get rid of glitches students faced filling out the FAFSA last year. That led to a 5% drop in college enrollment nationally. Chalkbeat, Colorado reports that at Adams City High School, about 75 students participated. Most completed the new form in 15 minutes. Others had problems, but a phone call sorted it out. Nationally, testers are reporting a 93% satisfaction rate. The form is expected to go live in December. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
With the election just over a week away, today marks a couple important voting deadlines. It's the last day that state officials recommend you mail in your ballot to ensure that it arrives in time to be counted next Tuesday. Read more at CPR.org. You are listening to CPR News at 6:06.